gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Hello there, this is Jalyn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with the special treat. And this snack, Lickin' Lap, is full of a creamy paste that your cats are absolutely going to fall in love with. You can buy it at Vitacraft.us, you could get it at pet stores, or you can purchase it online at Walmart.com. Good pets food, supplements, and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. You can enter the word pets, P-E-T-S, in the promo box to get 10% off at GoodPetsFoods.com. Also, don't forget, if you want to find out some animal rights things that are going on out there, you can always check out PETA.org. And, by the way, don't forget to check out the Tropical Costa Rica trip that we're doing in October of 2025. You can go to my website, TalkinPets.com. If you want to listen to the show, you can hit the live button on TalkinPets.com or Alexa, CRN4, tune in. This is Talkin' Pets.
Dog, he's my dog. If you don't love my dog, that's okay. I don't want you to, he's my dog. I love my dog, he's my dog. If my dog don't love you, that's okay. I don't want him to, he's my dog. Sometimes it's just this simple. Sometimes life is just this simple. Sometimes life is really just this simple. I love my dog. I love my dog. He's my dog. If my dog don't love you, that's okay. I don't want him to. He's my dog. I love my dog. He's my dog. If you don't love my dog, that's okay. I don't want you to. Sometimes it's just this simple. Sometimes life is just this simple. Sometimes life is really just this simple. I love my dog.
And my kitty. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalyn Sidlow.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
How you doing, Jilly?
I'm pretty good. I'm still surviving the storm. I know it seems to everybody else in the world, you living in Florida, you got hit. We got smacked up here like it was, like, bad. North Carolina and Eastern Tennessee. So we're just still recovering. I'm still waiting for my roof to get done, and my vehicle goes in for repair on Monday. Yay.
Yeah, I had a couple of things taken care of here, and then some I have to take care of myself because you get insurance and so on and so forth, and it's so expensive that you can't afford it. So I found out that apparently I put my insurance at $10,000 deductible for hurricane insurance, and so I can't claim anything because I'm under $10,000.
Well, that's just silly, John.
I know. Yeah. Tell me about it. I say the same thing.
That's just silly, darling. Mine's at $1,000. It's $50 for the vehicle and $1,000 for the home. And I have a metal roof, but I needed half of one repaired because the back of my house fell under a 65-foot poplar, and it also came down on the front end of my vehicle. So, yeah, I had to have all that redone, and I still have pieces of the tree that I'm still trying to get out of the yard. It's insane.
I always say things can be worse. So a lot of people had it worse off than you and I did, for sure.
Sure.
So, yes. You know, we got lucky in that aspect, but. Yeah. And we're still here, and we are live, and we want to talk with you. And don't forget, you can listen on TalkinPets.com. You just click on the Listen Live button if you want to do it that way. We are on Facebook Live video at TalkinPets.com. Or, I'm sorry, Talkin' Pets Radio. Just go on to Facebook, and you can actually watch us on there. Today it's going to be mostly me, but... you could do that, and then, of course, we're on Alexa, and that is on CRN4 TuneIn and other avenues as well. But, of course, we want you to listen on your radio station. So, but we're not in every radio market in the country, so for the ones that we are, big thank you to the program directors and general managers out there that are running the program on radio. But, so, you know, I can't believe the year is coming to a close already.
I can't believe Thanksgiving is in a week and a half, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I don't know time is going.
I know.
So when you celebrate Thanksgiving, do you celebrate with your dog as well, with Xerxes?
I do, but he doesn't get any of the bones or anything like that, because the turkey bones aren't necessarily good. Like, I don't put the turkey bones into making bone broth and stuff for him, because it's not really that good for him. I mean, he might get a piece of meat here and there, but... No, I mean, he gets a Thanksgiving dinner, but I'll put some stuffing or things in his food and mix it in. And Brussels sprouts and broccoli and all that fun stuff.
The good stuff, as long as there's no butter on it or salt or anything like that.
None of the fat from the gravy or any of that stuff. A lot of people don't understand
that's the bad
those
stuff.
Things. That's really bad for your dog. So he's a Puritan anyway. I make his food, so I know what's going in him and what's basically going to come out the other side, so I try and be very careful with him.
And it would probably be number 3 coming out the other side, so
exactly.
So do you know what number 3 is?
I don't know. Can I say that word on the radio?
Well, I mean, not really, no, but I mean, you could say the nice word on there.
Okay, well, let's just say it's very wet.
Yes. Diarrhea.
Yes.
Projectile diarrhea or something of that type. That's what number 3 is. I never knew that. I found out myself a couple weeks ago here on the show. I know what number 1 is. I know what number 2 is. Now I know what number 3 is. Kayla, did you know what number 3 is?
I mean, I can tell by the way you're talking.
Well, now. But, I mean, did you know beforehand?
I didn't know they called it a number 3.
See, I didn't know either. But I guess that's the polite way of saying you've got an issue. So
I mean, I guess.
Well, it sounds better. I'm dealing with number 3 rather than I'm dealing with projectile diarrhea. So
I mean, I just say my stomach's bothering me, but...
Well,
true.
I said that just before we came on, John. I was like, oh, my heavens. My stomach is not well today.
She's got the number 3.
You're welcome.
You got the... Yeah, at least you're close to the toilet day, so... Oh, you're sitting on the toilet right now. Oh, okay.
Not right at this moment.
Thank God for radio.
Don't put it past me.
Hey, well, we want to talk with you. The lines are open. We're open to your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets. The number is 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. So pick up the phone, give us a call, and let's talk about your pets, whatever kind of pet you may have. But, you know, we talk about it many times about crate training and everything. But during the holidays, it's good to get your dog adjusted, if they're not adjusted already, to the crate. Mm-hmm. Because... And you want to use it as, never use it as a punishment, correct?
Absolutely not. No, it should be their safe place, not their place where they are shunned. And, of course, and if you're shunning your dog, you shouldn't own a dog. But it has to be a safe place for them to go to. And that way, and you, if you put something over it, like a blanket or things like that, or if you live in a warm climate, you can use a sheet so it's cooler, a white sheet versus a dark sheet. But yes, it's like a den to them. It has to be their place, their safe place.
100%. So make it friendly, and it's good to actually put their toys in there, or, you know, a good blanket, or I always say, I like a dirty shirt, like your dirty shirt.
Yes, your shirt and your dog will be comforted by it.
Not a number three shirt, but, you know.
Oh, for the love of dog.
one that, you know, maybe when you're sweating and so on and so forth, you know, but that's good because they got your scent in there and they're all good to go. So that'll calm them down quite a bit. But we're open to your calls and questions, 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Hey, this is Kevin Neal, and you're listening to John Patch with Talking Pets. Or at least you should be listening to him.
Yeah, I could use a little rain. Yeah, I could use a little rain.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Dear God, thank you for the turkey we're about to eat, and for the turkey farms where they pack them into dark, tiny little sheds for their whole lives. Thank you for when they burn their feathers off while they're still alive,
and for when turkey gets kicked around like a football and killed
by people who think it's fun to stomp on their little turkey heads.
And special thanks for all the chemicals and dirt and poop that's in the turkey we're about to eat. Oh, and thank you for rainbows.
Find delicious vegan recipes at PETA.org.
Do you ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Gresca's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of carbon-60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only 2 natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning carbon-60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Gresca's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. c60.com.
The American Kennel Club, the world's largest purebred dog registry and leading advocate for all dogs, is excited to announce that the 2024 Flyball Can-Am Classic will premiere on Sunday, November 17th, 2024, at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ESPN2. The nation's largest flyball tournament was hosted by the North American Flyball Association and brought nearly 400 of the top flyball teams from the U.S. and Canada together in a head-to-head competition, which took place in October 11th through October 13th, 2023, at Indiana Farms Coliseum at the Indiana State Fairgrounds in Indianapolis, Indiana. We can't wait to share the high-energy sport with ESPN viewers, the AKC secretary said. The speed and athleticism that these dogs demonstrate is incredible. You can feel the excitement. Don't miss the ultimate canine relay race that features teams of four dogs and handlers racing in multiple heats. To watch the event, tune in November 17th at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ESPN2. Check local listings for channels and information. The broadcast will be hosted by sportscaster Carolyn Mano and analyst from executive director of the NAFA, Steve Corona, and sidelining report will be Ariel Chambers. For more information on the sport of flyball for dogs, visit www.akc.org/sports/title-recognition-program/flyball. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
I'm a dog, dog, woof, woof, yep, I'm a doggy dog, dog. I'm a dog, dog, woof, woof, yep, I'm a doggy dog, dog, woof, woof. I'm a walking treat on 4 feet, the finest pet you get to meet. My fur keeps in the heat, now take it in while my tail feels the beat. What you whistling at? I'm not a parakeet. I'm a dog, I'm pet perfection when it comes to pet selection. Oh, I'm the king, yeah. Now excuse me while I smell this thing. The rest of the pets all know I'm the best in show at the doggy show. Cause I'm a purebred kibble fed chilling in my doggy bed. Just to be clear, I'll repeat what I said. I'm a dog, woof. I'm a doggy dog, dog. I'm a dog, woof. I'm a doggy dog, dog, woof, woof. My house, it's small but homey, homey. I got my bones, so I'm never lonely. My air freshener smells like pepperoni, so the poodles and the puppies, they all want to know me. Walking to the park always goes well. There's a lot of important things I gotta smell. I gotta chase some squirrels up trees and, oh, hold on, I gotta scratch some fleas. Oh, what? It's flea season. What? I'm a dog.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. Pick up the phone, give us a call. Don't forget, you can watch us on Facebook Live and listen on there if you want. And that's at Talkin' Pets Radio. But we want to talk with you. So pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401.
Let the games begin!
So, if you can name this animal sound, what we're going to do is set you up with a prize. Give us a call, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401, if you can name this animal. And the prizes are, you can go with Hip Joint Plus, Daily Multivitamin, and Probiotic. This is a treat, and there are also supplements from Good Pets Foods. We'll send you some of those to try out. You can go with a dog book, a cat book. We do have Chicken Soup for the Soul books, and we have the brand new Christmas book, which is pretty cool. We have Lick and Lap, and we have Purr Sticks from Vitacraft for your cats. We have the collapsible water bowls from Talkin' Pets. It's got our logo on it. We have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's about reptiles, and it's a music CD. We have an Easy Walk No Pull Harness. It's in a small size, so it's about 15-pound dog, like a Jack Russell. And then also we have nail caps for cats. We can send those to you as well. And we have a pendant of a...
I don't... It's like a bird. I don't know.
It's a bird... and it's I'm drawing a blank right now. It's
on a flower or something.
I'll get it.
It's really cool. Just get it and you'll see.
Yeah, it's a pendant. You can wear it as a brooch. And it's a hummingbird. There you go. It's a hummingbird sucking the nectar out of a flower. It's really cool. It's got a bunch of different colors on it. So those are your prizes if you can name this creature. That's chilly after a night of binging. I'll throw myself under the bus on that one as well. 818-818-6401. Wow. Name this creature. So pick up the phone, give us a call, take a shot at what creature that is. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Play with this. And, of course, like I said, we're open to your calls and questions as well. And we'd like to hear from you guys. That is the number to call, 818-818-6401. And you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. So pick the phone up, give us a call. 818-818-6401. If you can name that creature from that sound, let us know.
It sounds like it might be doing some number three, too.
Yeah, well, no, that sounds like a little more constipation than number three. So, but they do like the sand, though. 818-818-6401. What creature is that? You can win something if you call. So we were talking about the crate, and I do want to say, it's not a bad thing to put them in there as long as you train them on it. And a lot of people are like, they'll put a crate down when they're getting ready to go somewhere, but they don't keep the crate down. And it's best to keep the crate there at all times, correct?
Yes, absolutely. My the only time I ever take it down is because I just need the extra space for company, but then I will move it to another place in the house. He always has his, and mine is not easy. You know, I have a 150-pound dog. He's massive. So my crate takes up a lot of space, but he will always have that crate. He will always have an open door policy. He will always be covered. It will be his place of safety.
We're going to go out real quick to New York, and we're going out to Marcy, New York, and Mary. Hey, Mary, how you doing?
Oh, just fine. How are you?
We're doing good. So is it getting cold up there yet?
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, okay. Because the weather has been so warm, so unseasonably warm everywhere. And, you know, I'm from Pennsylvania originally, and I know it gets pretty cold and gray up there. So, but you guys, were you anywhere near the fires that were going on up there in New York?
No, they're actually southeast of us. We're central New York here.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, glad that, you know, you didn't have to deal with any of that. But there's a lot of crazy going on out there, that's for sure. What do you think this is, Mary?
There's a possibility that is a hummingbird.
That's a hummingbird?
Yeah.
You people just don't get it.
That would be incorrect, Mary. Mary. I'm sorry, Mary. It's much bigger than a hummingbird. And I would... We got to go out to a break, otherwise I'd play strike three with you. But it was a good guess, and thanks for trying. But try on another one if you would, and maybe you'll win on the next one.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks, Mary. Stay warm.
Thank you.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. That's Mary. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
Do your dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm? It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code. Radio 4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio 4. Again, that's promo code Radio 4.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Gresca's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Gresca's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Go to C-60.com.
U.S. Department of Agriculture's Forest Service is using Emergency Action Authority to expedite recovery efforts on National Forest System lands following recent hurricane activity across the southeast. The Emergency Authority allows us to address the widespread damage caused by the recent hurricanes, said the Chief Randy Moore. This means helping to protect the surrounding communities by addressing hazards to public health and safety, critical infrastructure, and to mitigate hazardous to natural resources and streams and flooding and wooded debris or sediments, removing downed vegetation and other debris that may have fire hazards. The Forest Service will work to rebuild infrastructure to pre-disaster conditions to prevent future flooding. This includes restoring utilities like water, sewer, power, and internet, completing landslide repairs, constructing erosion controls, and replacing or repairing bridges, culverts, trails, and developed recreation sites. Emergency salvage of downed trusses will also occur in areas impacted by the hurricane and subsequent tornadoes. This section, infrastructure law authorized to the Secretary of Agriculture to make a determination that the emergency exists on national forest lands that allows the Forest Service to carry out emergency actions to protect public health and safety, critical infrastructure, and natural resources on natural forest and system lands. This is one of several authorities that can be used to expedite compliance with the National Environmental Policy Act following natural disasters. The Post-Hurricane Response Authority, approved by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Secretary Vilsack, allows the Forest Service to reduce the amount of time necessary to implement recovery actions quickly and efficiently. Emergency authorities also will be used to speed up education of contracts, grants, agreements, and accelerate constitutions required by the Endangered Species Act. This first use of the authority, announced on February 2023, is to support the emergency actions to address the nation's wildfire crisis. Hurricane Helene stretched more than 5,000 miles inland from the Florida coast, causing several and unprecedented flooding across the U.S. and southern Appalachians. Hurricane Milton devastated large areas of central Florida with significant damage that is still to be assessed. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Hurricane,
The American Kennel Club, otherwise known as the AKC, is a not-for-profit organization. The world's largest purebred dog registry and leading advocate for dogs, is proud to announce the winners of the 2024 AKC Trick Dog Competition. This sixth annual competition was a vital event, open to elite performers, AKC's highest level of trick dogs. Nearly 200 competitors from all over the country submitted videos of outstanding performances that were evaluated by judges. The winners were Christina Jones from Odessa, Florida, and her all-American dog, Chloe. Their routine, Chloe for President, featured 26 entertaining tricks. "This performance was outstanding," said Mary Birch, AKC Family Dog Director. The judges commented on Chloe's accuracy and eagerness to perform the tricks while she frequently worked at a distance from her handler. "A joyfulness and eagerness to work so consistently is ultimately what trick training is all about. We are so proud of all the AKC elite performer trick dogs in the year's competition and their extremely creative handlers. Some of these handlers spent a year creating props and getting their routines ready for the competition." The two semifinalists in the competition were Lisa Rickards and her Labrador Retriever Java, and Terry Fuchs and her All-American dog Kiki. "It was such a pleasure to judge these extraordinary dogs," said Danielle Blasingame, one of the competition judges, who is an award-winning professional dog trainer. Blasingame has trained dogs for professional animal acts and at SeaWorld and Busch Gardens. "There were so many talented dogs in the year's competition. In the end, we looked at the difficulty of the tricks, along with the whole presentation, including how happy the dogs were when they were working, and if they appeared to be a bond between the handler and the dog. Congratulations to all the 2024 competition participants. All teams that entered will receive a qualifying rosette. The three winning teams will receive a personalized trophy." Visit TalkinPets.com for more news, and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. That's the number to call in if you've got a training question or a behavior question, or if you want to answer, what animal makes this sound? I gave you a hint of desert. And Jilly, do you drink coffee?
I love coffee, but I don't drink it because it affects me really strangely, the caffeine. But I drink matcha tea.
Do you take one lump or two?
Oh, always two.
Oh, okay. Well, this could be one or two. So, but 818-818-6401. That was a subliminal messaging hint for you guys out there.
Well, I really want to know what Mary is drinking, because Mary thought it was a hummingbird, for heaven's sakes.
Michaela said the same thing, but she just didn't say it on the air.
I did not say it was a hummingbird. I was talking about the pin.
Oh, my heavens.
818-818-6401. Hey, you know when you're talking about like the trick dog competition that I was just talking about from the AKC?
Yes. Yes.
You know, it's
very cool.
You and I have covered like Westminster for many, many years together.
Yes.
And it's interesting because if you're going to be a handler to one of these dogs that make it on the main floor or to the main competition, you really do have to have a relationship with your dog, right?
Oh, that dog, you know when you've got a dog that can actually work like that because that dog never takes its eyes off of you. It waits for your every move, your every hand signal, your everything. And that's just, it's just a dog that is very eager to learn. And they can be any type of dog, actually. There's no limits to what can do. It's like the fly ball. I did the story at the beginning of the hour about fly ball. I've competed in fly ball before. What an awesome sport. The trick
there's
dogs
a lot of speed
like,
with fly ball.
Yeah, a lot of speed. And it's a four-man team, and it's a really fun thing to do, and it's really great for your dogs. Gets out a lot of energy. But the trick thing is it's kind of like dancing dogs. I know they do it with horses, they do it with dogs. But it's the same thing where the dog just loves to perform, and there's a very attentive dog.
We're going to go out to Greenwich, Connecticut, and Leba. Hey, Leba, how you doing?
Great, thank you. And
hi,
how
honey.
Are you?
Jilly said hi, honey.
Hi, Jilly.
Hi, love- baby. How you doing?
Great, thank you. I love you guys.
I love
Kayla,
you too.
Kayla, the producer here, also said, make sure you tell Levi I said hi.
Yeah, hi, make Leva. Sure you know how much I love you too.
You're going to take a shot at this sound?
Yes, it's a wild guess.
Sounds like a really bad night.
Oh, my God. So bad.
But what creature makes that sound?
I'm going to take a wild guess. A camel?
Wow. Woo-hoo-hoo. Congratulations.
Wow.
You got it correct.
I got it.
Leva, do you want to go with something? Or do you want, I know you like to pass it on. That's up to you, however way you want to do it.
I would like to pass it on.
Okay, we will pass it on. Actually, we'll pass it on to Mary, who is next in line. So, Mary in New York, stay on the line and talk with Sydney. You get to pick out whatever gift you want to go with because Leva is passing it on to you. Thank you, Leva.
You're welcome, my sweetheart.
Anytime.
Aww. Pay it forward,
much love.
Oh, gosh. Love you guys so much.
Well, keep listening and spread the word even when you go to the grocery store about Talking Pets on WGCH.
Need to call me, John, so we can go out.
Oh. Okay. Are you buying?
We can do anything. Bring our cats together, too. We could just go out with our cats.
We'll leave the cats at home.
Oh, yes, that's a good idea, yes.
All right.
They don't need to know what we're doing.
That's a whole other show, Leva.
Yes, definitely.
Well, love you much, and thanks for passing it on. Sydney will let me know what Mary went with. I'll let you know. We'll announce it on the air as well. But as always, yes. Leva, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Oh, wait. I remember I asked for a calendar of two.
Yes.
2024, 25,
yes.
And I got a book instead.
I think I sent you the book. The calendar's coming from a company, so sometimes it'll take a week, sometimes it'll take 2 weeks, sometimes it'll even take longer.
I didn't get a calendar at all. Can you send one to me?
Yeah, they should, actually. If I put that through for you, they should be sending it, but it comes from a different company, so they'll get it out to you. And if you don't get it in the next week or two, let me know, and I'll double-check on it.
Yes, awesome. You have my telephone number?
I do, Leva.
Because I want to hear your sexy voice, you know.
All right, darling.
Okay, sweetheart.
I'll talk with you soon.
Okay.
That's Leva out there in Greenwich, Connecticut, listening on WGCH. Once again, the answer to the question was, what do you think, Jilly?
Ba-dum-dum. A camel.
There you go. Did you know they sound like that?
Yes, I knew when it first I heard it that it was a camel.
Yeah, I mean, even if I didn't know by looking at it. Kay, did you know what it was?
No.
You didn't know that was a camel?
No.
Oh, see, I would have known that was a camel.
Yeah, it's Well, but I know animals, so it's different for me when we play this game because I always know what it is.
That's true. Well, not always. You haven't been 100% correct, though.
I think I win the trophy because when you played the sound of an albatross one day, I knew exactly what it was. And most people don't even know that an albatross exists.
Yeah, well, no, that was pretty good. And they're big birds. But
yes,
we got to take a little break
when
we come back. More of Talking Pets. Don't forget, you can watch us on Facebook Live if you wish, at Talking Pets Radio. You can listen on Alexa at CRN4. Tune in and go to TalkinPets.com and click on the live button, listen live, and you can listen there as well. Don't forget about Costa Rica. You can vacation out there with me next year if you want to go. So check it out at TalkinPets.com.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, S.C. Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, S.C. Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by S.C. Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Let me ask you an important question. Do you pay more than $20 a month out of pocket for your prescription medication? I do. I also prefer having my meds delivered to my home. Wouldn't you? A trusted friend told me about America's Rx, a company that caps your drug expenses to $20 a month for individuals and no more than $30 a month for families, like you and your spouse, for example. You sign up once and you get your meds delivered to your home every month. America's Rx works directly with your doctors, and you never pay more than $20 a month. And you can easily verify if your meds are covered by going to flatfeeformeds.com. Think about the convenience and the savings. A flat fee for meds. Sign up today and start saving time and money. Flatfeeformeds.com. That's flatfeeformeds.com. One more time, flatfeeformeds.com. And start saving money now.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
It is a mystery to sea turtle biologists at the Florida Aquarium how a green sea turtle named Buckley wound up more than a mile from the Gulf of Mexico, only to be found stranded on a rural road in Dixie County, north of Cedar Key, off Southwest Highway 361 and Southwest 583rd Ave. While the animal care team may never know the tale of this distressed turtle's harrowing journey from the ocean, fortunately, Good Samaritan spotted Buckley and called the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission hotline. For Buckley to be able to get from that dirt road back to the ocean would be a very difficult journey and probably not likely if these Good Samaritans were not there in the right time, right place, and came upon Buckley, the Florida Aquarium's Sea Turtle Program Director had stated. The University of Florida initially responded to the rescue to the turtle and transferred the care to the team at the Florida Aquarium Sea Turtle Rehabilitation Center in Apollo Beach, where Buckley is currently undergoing treatment. Due to recent hurricanes right now, the aquarium's rehab center is the only facility on the state's west coast able to take in new sea turtles for care. The program director says, considering the circumstances, Buckley is doing remarkably well. An initial exam doesn't show any external injuries. Additional blood work will help the team craft a medical care plan and nutrition plan for Buckley's rehabilitation. Biologist's goal is to return Buckley back home to the Gulf of Mexico, a happy ending to this marine life mystery. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Cavanaugh.
Why the latest fashion under the sun? Let me tell you about a turtle, so cool and fun. Green sea turtles, they're the stars of the sea. With their friends, they swim so happily. Blending with the ocean, with shells so strong. Their flippers are the power of life. Long in the sandy beaches where they nest and roam. Little hatchlings find their way back home. Turtle time, swimming in the sea, green as can be.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. So, Jilly, just like in that story that Kay was talking about, when people wonder yes. how certain creatures like that ended up inland for so far, the hurricanes can do a lot. And with all the water that was brought through and the flooding, it's amazing how many animals get displaced.
We've had a lot of that with it up here. I know that I'm not close to the ocean, but we've had, I just came back from South Carolina. I took a little trip to get away from the damage here because my little town is kind of like very displaced. But there are still fields full of animals that have expired from, herds of things, and they're still out there. Like, you'll be driving and just see like a whole herd of cattle like dead. Because it hasn't been removed because there's no place to put them. It's odd, and it is very hurtful. I know that a lot of the wild animals, like the bear and the deer and the wolves and stuff, they know by nature to go and get away from the high water, but there's so many animals who can't get away from high water. And, they lose their lives, or like a turtle, they're displaced inland hundreds of miles where they shouldn't be.
Well, that was like I mean, it's like when Hurricane Helene came through and I had water up to my waist in my driveway, and then it started to come into the house. I was out there kind of yelling at the police with my neighbors because every time they went up, they had those wind boats or whatever, you know, those boats that you use in the swamps, air machines or whatever. And they had those going up and down, airboats, and they had them going up and down. And then they took big trucks, like, with huge tires to get through there and everything. And every time they kept revving it, it was, like, causing extreme waves. And as the waves hit the house, they came further into the house. But I remember standing there, and you want to talk about displacement. I'd be standing there, like, at the edge of my driveway and everything, and there's people walking down carrying, like, babies and dogs and cats and everything on the tops of their heads because the water they got, you know, could have drowned. And but I remember standing there though and talk about displacement. Cockroaches. I felt something climbing all over me and I was like, what is that? Ew. And I looked down and my body started to get covered with cockroaches. And it was like they needed somewhere to go, so they started climbing up me. And I was like, I felt like I was in a horror movie. It was bad enough. It was nuts. It was absolutely crazy. But, you know, and the storms and everything are getting worse. And now there's another one out in the Gulf of Mexico, which, you know, it's supposed to hit towards Florida again on Tuesday, I think, or Wednesday of next week. So it's, you know, I always say it, and it means a lot, not only to me, but I know to many people in the world. We need to take care of this planet, and we need to do what we can do for it. And the more we abuse it, the stronger the storms and the effects will be, to the point that we're not going to have a planet. So, you know, it's kind of scary because when you think about it, if it comes to a point where the planet starts to disappear, you know, the vegetation and the animals and so on and so forth, who do you think would be the first ones to go, like, into a better area that they would, you know, would make? It's going to be the rich people. The rich people are the ones that are going to get into these areas that, you know, you can survive. But the middle class and poor, we're left on our own. We're going to be those cows that you see in the field laying there for weeks. So it's scary, but it could be true. So especially when you look at the erratic temperatures and, come on, look at all the flooding we've been having. And not just this country, but other countries. Spain, I mean, it was crazy what happened in Spain. And now Honduras is getting hit with something, or in Indonesia. I mean, it's absurd. And I just say, just do something to at least take care of the world that we have. You know, and if you don't care about it, then you don't care about other people other than yourself. So, and that's a shame. But once again, you know, thanks for tuning into this hour of Talking Pets. And don't forget, you can always call us. Same pet time, same pet channel. Our number doesn't change. It's 818-818-6401. Congratulations to Mary out in New York. She actually got the pay it forward. And what do you think she's going with, Jilly?
Hopefully it's not a hummingbird calendar.
It's the hummingbird pin. She's going with the hummingbird pendant. So and it's got a little button on it, so when you hit it, it goes... No, just kidding. God. It really doesn't.
Bless her heart. For the heavens to the sinks.
Hey, spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
We thank you for joining us in this hour of Talking Pets. Talk to you again very soon. Bye for now. Baby, bye, bye, bye.
Opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.